Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hang on to your balls. It's time for the Horror Hangout.
Welcome to the Horror Hangout, a podcast where two bearded film fans watch the 50 best horror movies ever and talk about them. Well, we watched the 50 best horror films ever and talked about them. My name is Luke Condo with Kate, and I'm joined by my regular co-host, Mr.
Ben Errington.
And today we're joined once again by the incredible Mr. Sheets himself,
Mr. Andy Conduit Turner. Hello, everybody.
Hello. So we've done the 50, and now we're sort of... I don't know what we're doing. We're doing a quiz sort of thing. Andy's the games master tonight. Is that what did you want to go
it
by
is.
Tonight, Mr. Sheets, Mr. Yeah. Games?
I could never take the name games master. That's that's an unattainable trophy. I didn't even wear a monocle. But
anymore?
No, since the corrective surgery. We have a little bit of a quiz. This is new to you guys as well, right? So I've on purpose not told you really what I was writing, and I have still updated the spreadsheet with all the important stats of everything you've been watching. I just haven't shared it with you for the last month or so.
Okay.
So all of your knowledge will be outdated. I'll give you a brief overview, and then we can crack on, really. We can get through. So your friendship officially is over now. Now bitter rivals.
Yeah.
It's the head.
Ben's making a face. He's trying to put me off my game.
That's just my face, man. What you got?
Game face.
What you got to be like that?
Before we get into the quiz, I just want to quickly ask if anyone had done a guff. If anybody had watched anything recently that they wanted to give a shout out to.
That's a personal question.
Well.
I've not really watched any horror as such. I've had a bit of a horror break. I did debate going and see The Nun today, but I think the reviews have been so incredibly negative that I just don't really want to waste my time or money. So I'll probably watch it once it's out of the old picture house. It's been kind of slated as being one of those standard jumpy modern horror films, which,
that's what you don't like.
Yeah, that's like my kryptonite.
Too trendy.
Apparently the jump scares are like signposted and they're just a little bit nap. So I've not really been watching that. Yeah. So only other thing I've watched recently, I've been watching the Netflix series Ozark.
Yeah, I'm on season one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on season one too. So season one as well.
So
season 12, I'm also on season one.
Yeah.
So I've been enjoying that because obviously the second series premiered recently and I've not seen it before, so, and a lot of people telling me to, so I did, and I'm thoroughly impressed by it. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, episode 5 or something, but
I think I'm around about it.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Arrested Development, but like dark. It's Michael like trying to save the family financially and like laundering money, but it's like a serious take on it.
Yeah,
it's good. I'm liking it. Yeah,
have you seen it at all, Andy? Or
I've not, but I might have to check it out because I've got a couple of days off next week. So I intend to do not much very practical, sit around and catch up on Netflix. So that should be good.
The first episode, I will say, like, really woke me up. Like, it's like got some really sort of
Oh, hello. We're getting serious now, are we? Because I was a bit unsure about Jason Bateman in a serious role.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've never really ever been the biggest fan of him anyway. So, but, you know, I thought we'd give it a go. And it was thoroughly surprised and enjoyable.
Is Jason Bateman in, what's it called, The Gift? Is that him? Or am I mistaken?
Yeah, it's pretty good as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he didn't direct it. The other guy did, right? Joel Edgerton.
Joel Edgerton?
I think he wrote and directed that one.
Oh, did he?
Oh, right. Okay.
I think so. I might have made that up. Who knows?
Oh. Just crediting him.
And the only other thing I've seen actually this week, I did watch Seven as well.
Yeah. How does it hold up? Because I watched it fairly recently.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. It holds up incredibly well. Yeah,
Very 90s. It's got very
light. It's incredibly 90s from like the Nine Inch Nails song over the opening credits and opening titles. Sorry. But yeah, it does hold up really well. I think the pacing of it is great, and still the reveal and all those bits, they're still just as impactful as they were like the first time you saw it. And I mean, Kevin Spacey, what a great actor, eh? What? I mean, come on.
He wasn't problematic at the time, that's fine.
He wasn't problematic at the time, no, exactly. But we look at him and we go, I knew someone was up with you. In a box trick.
Yeah.
Ever since you chopped off that guy's head, spoilers. Well, wife's head.
Spoilers for Seven. It's 1995. If you've not seen it now, then, you know.
It's too late.
It's too late for you, mate.
95. Wow. That's longer than I thought it was. The only guffs I've done, watch The Green Inferno again. Have you seen that one? Eli Roth?
Oh, no. Yeah, man, I've seen that. When that was like announced, it took ages to eventually come out, didn't it? Like, it was announced, and then I think it was delayed, and it was released, but like so in like one cinema, like in Luxembourg or something. It was like so hard to get hold of.
Just one matinee performance of that in Luxembourg.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, it was totally ridiculous, wasn't it?
Well, it felt like it starts off. It feels like a TV sort of budget movie sort of thing, but the performances are kind of bad, dialogue's bad, but it's like still promising. It's still got some great like gore stuff that happens within the first sort of half an hour or so, and then there's a bit where the cannibals get high, stoned from eating like someone, and they get the munchies, and I'm like, what? This is the take has got so silly so quickly, and then I don't know, and then like the ending is, I just feel like. It should have gone for like that visceral sort of hardcoreness all the way through, and not tried to be satire, or not tried to be some sort of weird.
Joke. Yeah, I think when it was done right, it did really work. But I think it kind of like there was a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Of to ridiculousness, and I think none of the characters were kind of had any redeeming features.
Yeah.
I think it just gets a bit. Predictable, I think, after a while, after the silliness. Yeah,
well, it gets to the point where he just sort of some of them escaping and then getting dragged back and escaping and getting dragged back. But there's some really great scenes. There's the scene where they first get to the tribe and it's like they're all like painted red and they're sort of screaming and like laughing in the captured people's faces, and then they sort of cut that fat guy up. I found it quite horrific. But there's that, and also watch the Purge election year, which is on Netflix at the minute. And I don't know, again, I just, these aren't tasty guffs at all, because the Purge election year, I don't know, I didn't really like the second one, but it still had a sort of, if I was 8 or 10 or something, I would have really enjoyed that.
But, is it like in the Mortal Kombat wheelhouse of films, even though that is still a classic, but it's like, if you're not quite old enough for the certificate when it comes out, you will think it is the deepest and best film ever. Like, oh, they've really thought about this. Well, makes you think, doesn't it? Yeah. And then if you are actually old enough to watch it, then you'll be like, oh, it's a bit silly, isn't it?
I think it's more Mortal Kombat Annihilation sort of levels. Yeah. Like, there's so many bits where, like, the two people are reaching for a gun and it goes into slow motion. And, like, they go, and then it ends. And then the guns, at the end, they lose the guns and they get into a fist fight with knives. Well, a knife fight even.
Fist fight with extra knives. I'm gonna have a fist fight with you, but we're gonna take it up a level. Yeah. Knives in between the fingers.
Yeah, that's what he does.
We're playing this fist fight on hard.
Yeah.
But I feel, although like Frank Grillo is actually pretty badass. I think like he's a cool action star type guy.
Yeah.
I still feel like this film is like the way they're telling the story is so dated and so ludicrous that only me 20 years ago would have like really enjoyed it. But
is it Blumhouse?
Yeah. But I think The Purge basically keeps, well, it used to keep Blumhouse sort of going, didn't it? Because they just come out every year and everyone goes to watch them.
I've never actually seen a single Purge film. Like I've always, I don't know, just the concept has always felt a little bit like it's not really my scene. But
the first couple, like there's a real shift. Like the first one plays a lot more like a classic horror movie because they're in the house. Yeah. The second one is the lead actor's audition to be the Punisher, right? Yeah. Because that's effectively what he does.
Yeah,
and then we saw them all with those people. Like it's a, you know, you go with your popcorn, you're at the house for a bit, and it's a nice little watch. They've just, hasn't a TV series just launched? I'm not sure if it's over here.
TV series, and I don't know what it's on. And the fourth film.
What's the fourth film called? I saw that.
That is like a prequel, isn't it? So it's like the first one.
First Purge.
The First Purge. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
My First Purge.
My First Purge.
Like a Lady Bird.
My First Purge.
Yeah. And that's it. They're all good. I've been playing Doom a lot as well. That's got some scary bits.
Oh yeah, man!
The new Doom is so good.
I've been playing a few little bits of Doom recently, just with some friends. And have you seen that? There's some gameplay for Doom Eternal as well, isn't there?
That's so what like, made me get this one. I want to get on it now.
Oh, dude, it's one of those games you could just pick up and play, like, you know, for like 30 minutes or for like 3 hours. It's just satisfying, whichever you do.
I used to play Unreal Tournament a lot when I was growing up, and it just feels kind of like that, just jumping around and running around and shooting rather than like covering.
Yeah, that's why I really like the play style, wasn't it? With Call of Duty being as popular as it's been for so long and having, you know, your regenerative health.
Yeah,
that encourages you to play carefully and go back there. But it's really nice to play, like the way that Doom is built encourages you to play aggressively, and you're rewarded for really pushing on.
Yeah. And it's tough as well. When you're sort of ripping someone's eye out or kicking someone's face off. So, Andy, what about you? Done any guffs?
No, I guess I'm storing them all up. I'm baking a few horror guffs because we'll get through the end of this month and then it'll be the run-up to Halloween when it's want to really blitz horror movies then. And like Ben said, I think the stuff at the cinema has been fairly heavily slated. So we may or may not, if we have a rainy afternoon, we might go and see The Nun. But
what about The Predator? Predator?
I guess it's sort of mixed, isn't it? Because you could say that was an action movie, but we'll go and see Predator. It's Wednesday, isn't it?
I think so. Soon, possibly.
Yeah. I think the reviews have been slightly more kind than the reviews were to The Nun. Yeah. For The Nun, sorry. I think we're kind of looking at around about middle ground. Yeah.
I'll go and see Predator anyway. But I didn't bother with the old Slenderman either.
No.
Yeah. I heard that was absolutely awful as well.
Yeah,
but I know a few people who saw it and said it was pretty naff. With The Predator, the first couple of trailers, I was a bit unsure on, but I think the last trailer that came out, sort of the final trailer, the only thing is, it seems a bit CGI heavy in places. It seems to have been lathered on thick.
There's a bit where a predator sort of fires a projectile at a guy, and he sort of explodes into like separated, but like an arm, a torso, and a head. And blood, and I was like, "That looks like on Doom when you fall off the side of the map."
Yeah.
They've killed someone in like N64 graphics. All your polygons have come off, mate.
Exactly, yeah. But I still want to watch it. I mean, I watch any Predator film, really.
Yeah, I'll go into that. I really like the last one, Predators. That was really good.
Topher Grace.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember being all right. See,
I've only ever seen that like once. I think
it's weird because Adrian Brody plays the badass.
Yeah.
That just seemed a bit strange to me.
I think you're so used to the fact that, because he's like, he probably looks, if you think about it, more like a Special Forces person probably would look, because he's quite lean and sinewy versus giant Arnie from the 80s.
Yeah. Pumping iron. Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, man, you store them guffs up, and then maybe when we do the next episode, how are we going to sort of go on?
Have an explosive guff fest. We'll have watched them all.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking on the run up to the day itself, I might, having watch the first one with you guys, I might go through, and the new one coming out, I might go through all the Halloween movies, including Season of the Witch.
Brave.
Which one is that? Is that the...
That's the third one that has got no Michael Myers in it and a song about how many days there are left to Halloween.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that. That sounds shit at the minute, so I have been tempted. Yeah, I'll be up for that. Maybe we'll do a horror hangout on Halloween, right, Ben?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Cool. So, quiz. Horror quiz.
Quiz time. Right, most importantly, I guess, you've got to pick a set of questions, whether you're going to be A or B. So, we'll flip a coin. Ben, you're on my left, so you can choose heads or tails.
Okay. I'll go for heads.
I'll turn him up to make sure there's no foul play. Hey Siri, flip a coin.
I didn't know you could do that.
No, didn't I?
Hey Siri.
Oh no, because I thought I said play first. Hey Siri, flip a coin.
It's tails this time.
There we go.
So Luke, you get to choose. Okay. Do you want set A or set B?
I'll go for set B for Ben.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Stepping on my turf.
Right. Now, if I just type Luke in there.
A for Aluke.
Aluki.
Right, so there I have... Ben, you have set A, Luke, you have set B. So you're all set. We'll go through there. So, okay, I'll give you a quick overview. Sorry, I've now opened up my quiz spreadsheet. You're all moving into various corners. So now I have just Luke in the top left of my screen, but I'll need to have my question sheet up here. So we have five rounds and then a final question that will be the big decider.
Okay.
But so as we go through, I'll no pressure. Right. So I guess as you won the toss, Luke, you can also choose whether you would like to go first or second.
I'll go second. I'll let Ben go first.
Yes, second. Right. In that case, we enter the first round, which will be the quick fire round to test your horror knowledge. So let me get a little timer up here.
Oh god!
This is right, serious stuff.
So let me just confirm: it's only me answering, yeah?
Only you answering. No need to buzz in.
And are they multiple choice or are they just questions?
These are just your questions you should answer. But a man that has a horror podcast, this should be easy for you.
Oh god, don't say that. That's literally like the... When I get zero and I'm humiliated, I will officially be purged from the horror podcast.
Right. There is, because I can only write a finite number of questions, there'll be a maximum of 20, but hopefully you shouldn't get through them all, because I might read them slowly if we start getting close to the end.
How long do we have in this?
I'm going to give you 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's so tense. This is worse than the job interview.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit tense. I was thinking, we'll have a nice horror podcast quiz. It'll be fun. It'll be like, oh god, my heart.
Right. So, Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your 1 minute and 30, or 90 seconds on the subject of horror movies begins now. What code name of the planet is the other where the Nostromo first encounters the alien?
Ah, oh, shit. Oh, pass.
Pass. Whether in a word or in a book, what can you allegedly not get rid of?
A curse?
No, I'm afraid the answer is the Babadook. What is the medical name for a sleepwalker?
Oh my god, I got this. I saw this recently. It's pass.
It's a somnambulist.
Ah!
It's the older brother of the murdered Georgie in It.
Pass. Jesus, this is horrific.
How does Marty describe the people causing the events in the cabin during one of his paranoid rants?
Bullshit.
He calls them puppeteers. Hitman J from The Kill List is in a funk after a disastrous mission in which city?
Prague.
It's Kiev. The Skipping Kids song in Nightmare on Elm Street. What should you do on count 7 and 8?
7, 8. Don't be late.
Oh, it's Stay Up Late. the child protagonist of The Devil's Backbone. I've started, so I'll finish.
Did you say what is his name?
Yep.
One.
His name is Carlos.
What's his name? Carlos.
Carlos.
That was harder than I thought it was going to be.
That was hard, and that was horrible. And I'm just going to throw this one in there because I did tell you guys at the start. I awoke from a nap about 45 minutes ago. I've got brain fog. My brain is foggy.
Okay,
that's somnambulist.
Right, this is okay. Plenty of time to catch up, unless Luke absolutely canes all 20 now, in which case it might be problematic.
That's not going
to
happen.
Right.
Somnambulist was like on the tip of my tongue because I was talking about that like merely days ago.
Perambulist, and I was like, no, that's just walking.
To be fair, there were. We only got through a few of them there, so we could come back and do like another speed round later on. But now your first 1 minute and 30 seconds for your speed round questions, Luke. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
In that case, your 90 seconds on the subject of horror movies begins now. What room are the family warned to avoid at the Overlook Hotel?
23. Oh, I'm gonna say the bus number 237.
It's 237. Which government agency does Chris's friend Rod work for in Get Out?
It's like a security thing. I don't know. Pass.
It's the TSA. In which horror film do baboons bark at a bad boy?
The Omen.
It is The Omen. In which film do cultists, triangular portals, and a strange wife being turned into a garden center feature?
What the fuck is that from one of our episodes?
It is.
I don't know. Pass.
It's The Void. What is the name of the boat that they could do with being slightly bigger in Jaws?
The Orca.
It's The Orca. What brand of doll is it that is possessed by Charles Lee Ray in Child's Play?
I don't know. Pass.
It's a good guy doll. What is the adopted name of the gang of childhood friends in Stephen King's It?
The Losers Club.
It is the Losers Club. Which Spanish city is the setting for Rec?
Madrid.
It's Barcelona.
Is Madrid in
Spain? It is. Okay, what fake event does hero Shigeharu set up to meet a potential new wife in a 1999 horror movie?
Audition.
It is an audition.
Yeah.
And that's your time up, Luke. So... I can tell you guys.
I knew considerably more of them. I don't know if I'd have scored as many as you, Luke, but I knew more of them.
It's when he started talking about stuff that we said, I'm like, what the what is that jive?
Turned into a garden center.
That was The Void. Yeah, I knew that. It's when you said triangular shit. Man. Yeah.
Lots of triangles.
Orca, Losers Club, that one about the Omen, all this shit. I'm like, this is just
It could come down that it's all the toss of the coin that's stuffed you up in.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But that's okay. Let me just do a quick recap of the scores. After round one, Ben is on 0, but Luke has taken an early lead with 5.
I knew it was 5. Oh man. God's sake.
It's okay, we'll come back to some more of these quick fire questions later, but for now the time pressure is off. And I will, again, you've got your own sets of questions here, but let's say to keep things interesting, if the person whose question it is doesn't get it, then the other person can, if you get it right on your own go, you get 2 points.
Yep.
But if you get it wrong, the other person can steal a single point.
Wait. So you ask us questions in turn?
Yeah, you'll ask us questions in turn. And this round has a theme. So this round's theme is taglines for movies. I've looked up some horror movies and I've taken some of the taglines according to IMDb. And if you can identify it, let's say you can get 2 points if it's your own question or 1 if you're able to steal. So, Ben, we'll come back to you now.
Okay.
And I'll begin with you first. So your first movie tagline. Man is the warmest place to hide.
The Thing.
It is The Thing.
The ting, the thing ting.
No, it's not the Jamaica-based.
Can we just take a moment? Just the first question I've got right. Can we just take a moment?
Okay. Moment taken. Come on.
Moment taken.
Luke, your first tagline question. If Nancy doesn't wake up screaming, she won't wake up at all.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
It is Nightmare on Elm Street. Like the penalty shootout, you're one for one.
Okay.
Right, I started with some nice easy ones. Things get a little bit more difficult now. I will also add, as you'll have caught from some of those questions, they're not necessarily questions we'll have films that we that will have been watched for the list. There could be some other horror favourites in here as well.
Okay.
Right, so Ben, your next tagline. And remember, the next scream you hear may be your own.
God. The next scream you hear may be your own. It sounds too obvious to be Scream, but I'll go for Scream.
It's not Scream. Luke, I can offer you the steal.
I was going to say Scream as well. Scream 2? I don't know.
It's not. The answer is The Birds.
Okay. Yeah. What's that got to do with birds?
Don't know. Sometimes birds might make you scream.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're not careful.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you're walking through the, you know, like a city street and a pigeon just flies up.
Do you ever do that thing where a pigeon flies past and you sort of do that Matrix thing? And no one sees you and you're like, it's fucking cool.
You can never replicate it.
Yeah.
So Luke, your second one.
Yeah, okay.
If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
What the hell does that mean? Tight, squeezy, tight spaces. The Descent.
It's not The Descent, but I enjoyed your logic. Ben?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm just going to go with what popped into my head immediately first, which was Scanners.
It's not Scanners. Good luck logic in this one out, guys. The answer that I was looking for was Black Christmas.
God damn it.
Okay. Logic might not help us in this round.
Ben, your next one.
Yes.
The night he came home.
Night he came home. Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Yeah.
2 points. Luke, your next one.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Jaws.
I'm afraid it's not Jaws.
Is it not? Jaws. Right, it's not.
Is it Jaws 2?
It is Jaws 2. Oh! You tripped over on that one. Oh, look at Ben.
To be fair, though, I would have said Jaws. I would have definitely said Jaws. But now I see where Andy's coming from. Bit cheeky.
Yeah.
I guess the tagline for the first Jaws was, just when you always thought it was perfectly safe to go in the water.
Yeah.
So, Ben, after stealing that point, this is your actual question. She was marked with the curse of those that slink and court and kill in the night.
Is it Spit on Your Grave?
It's not Spit on Your Grave. Luke?
Drag Me to Hell?
It's not Drag Me to Hell. I would have thought you, of all people, would have got this, Luke. This is the tagline for Cat People.
Should have got that as well.
Because I guess that one you can logic out a bit, because cats sometimes do slink and court and kill at night.
They do, yeah.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the litter tray.
That'd be Cat People too.
Yeah.
Right, Luke, your next one here.
Okay.
Next. It doesn't think, it doesn't feel, it doesn't give up.
Well, I was going to say Terminator, but is that how would you say to? Would you? Or is it doesn't think, it doesn't feel, doesn't give up.
Doesn't give up.
I'm going to say Terminator.
It's not the Terminator.
Terminator is 2. It?
Is it? Is it the Blob?
It's not the Blob either. It's It Follows.
Oh, yeah. I guess
it tells you several things it doesn't do, yeah. But what it does do is it follows.
It okay. Fucking follows you, lad.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Last one each of the taglines round. So, Ben, your final one. Yeah. I enjoyed this one. It's utter, utter madness.
It's utter, utter madness.
And the second utter is in all caps.
Oh, right. Utter, utter madness. Is it The Crazies?
It's not The Crazies, Luke.
Psycho?
It's not Psycho. It's actually Don't Look Now.
Oh. I mean, yeah.
Utter madness. That might have been a review.
Yeah.
Okay. And
these are hard. These are really
hard. I know. It was really weird looking these up. Lots of fun, though. So, last one off this round for you, Luke.
Okay.
If you hear a strange noise outside, have sex.
What?
If you hear a strange noise outside, have sex.
Interesting.
Not cat people.
That's you will hear a noise outside if they have it.
Yeah. Sleepwalkers.
It's not Sleepwalkers. Ben?
Oh. This is I'm trying to think of which films have got sexy time in them. If you hear a strange noise outside, have sex.
Is that a tagline for a film?
Is that a tagline?
It is. It's not just advice.
It's like a fortune cookie advice.
Is it Prom Night?
It's not. I've been resisting the urge to say something that might be construed as a clue, but this one does make sense. It's A Cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
Is that like that's got to be one of many taglines, isn't it? That can't be the main tagline for the whole.
Oh yeah, it has a few. I guess they must have run various like poster campaign.
Yeah. Because if that was the main campaign,
I did think I was going to be pretty shocking at taglines because it's not something I like look at.
Yeah,
so I think I got zero. I think I'm pretty. Yeah,
let me tell you what the latest scores are. So Luke, you must have got one because you now have 7, but Ben has caught up significantly. He's just behind on 5.
Oh man, that feels good.
Okay,
I'm so glad I've not absolutely failed every round.
Right, for round three, this may be a form of round that you're familiar with from our time together on the Thing episode. Where we played Thingo, where we went down the list of people so there are several characters from horror movies that I have here. If you can guess them on the first clue, you will get 5 points, and then as you go down until you get your 5 clues, you will get less each time. Again, we'll work our way down.
Do we buzz in or do we...
We can. I've got questions for you each here as well.
Okay.
Again, if the main person whose question it is doesn't get it by the end, then the other person can steal it if they've got it for just one bonus point.
Is it like a full name we're going for?
Everyone here, if they have a full name, then I'll take it.
Okay.
Right. So Ben, we'll begin with yours first. You can take a guess. You're not frozen out if you guess. We'll just move on to the next one if you get it wrong.
Okay.
So your first horror person to identify in this round. Clue number one. Identifies as male.
Identifies as male. Is it MacReady from The Thing?
It's not MacReady from The Thing. Clue number two. Still get 4 points if you get him at this point. This person is a monarch of hell.
Monarch of hell. Is it Pinhead?
It's not Pinhead. The next clue for 3 points. This monarch of hell's familiars include old ladies and ants.
Old ladies and ants?
As in aunties?
No. The aunts.
Aunts.
Okay. I mean, some of the old ladies might be aunts.
Okay.
I'm going to have to hear the next clue, I think.
Okay, still clue number four. You'll still get 2 points. This Monarch of Hell's magic causes Gabriel to burn.
Gabriel to burn. Oh my god. Oh my god. Gabriel to burn. Is it Dracula?
Not Dracula.
What's going on? And then
the last clue, you can still get a point from this, Ben. Clue number five. This Monarch of Hell once met Simple Simon en route to a fair.
That's simple. It's like that's like something from a poem or something, isn't it? Simple,
yeah.
Simon,
I will give you an extra hint there, in that, you know, this isn't canon in the film. I've ad-libbed this bit, but this Monarch of Hell met Simple Simon en route to a fair.
I'm not going to get it.
Right. Pass over to Luke. Luke, are you able to steal it?
I'm going to say Damien.
It's not Damien. The answer I was looking for was Paimon from Hereditary.
Oh, my God.
That classic Monarch of Hell. Oh, yeah, Paimon, who Simple Simon met on the way to the fair. He kills Gabriel Byrne when the book is set on fire.
Oh, yeah. Man. To be fair, I was thinking my head was going through all classic horror rather than like anything new. Yeah. So I reckon it would have taken a lot for me to get
when
that.
You said
I think
ants as well. When you said old ladies, I was like Damien, and you went ants. I was like, what? Okay.
I don't even know if I would have remembered the name of the demon.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if I would have.
His name for all the listeners out there is Paimon.
You've seen it then, Andy, now, right?
No, I still haven't.
Okay.
But I will.
Should. It's good.
Yeah, I will watch it, although I need to wait until I've forgotten all of this so I can take it seriously again.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, Luke, speaking of classic horror, one for you. Can't ready?
Okay.
Clue number one, it is a man.
What's the killer call from Sleepaway Camp? Let's go with that one.
It's not.
Okay.
Not that. clue number two, this man is a serial killer.
Jason Voorhees?
Not Jason Voorhees. Clue number three, this man dies and returns to life.
It could be Jason Voorhees again. Dies and comes back to life. Candyman.
It's not the Candyman.
Candyman!
Yeah, saying his name in a different voice every time. It's certainly not the Candy Man. Right, so clue number four, and I should shout to say this, but I might set the dogs off barking. It's a little quote from him. I'll find a way! Probably just peaked the mics.
So he died, came back to life.
He shouts, I'll find a way.
And he's a serial killer.
It's hard. This is tough.
It is tough.
Because
I think you might get it on the last clue, though, Luke, if you don't get it now.
Okay, let's go to that one then.
Okay, clue number five for just the 1 point. Is a snowman.
Oh, Jack Frost.
It is Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Pie-man. Pie-man. The pie-man.
The pie-man.
Is a pie. Paimon.
Yeah. Is a pie man. Yeah. Paimon.
Sells pies.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Right, Ben, it's back to you. Clue number one. This person is a woe man.
Ripley.
It's not Ripley. Clue number two. This person is a single parent.
Single parent. parent. Is it? No, I've drawn a blank.
Clue number three. This person has a flirtatious phone relationship with a weatherman. Who she flirts with on the telephone.
A weatherman.
Yeah, with a weatherman.
Weatherman?
Yeah. This person speaks to this weatherman on the phone and has a bit of a flirt with him.
I'm going to need the next clue.
Right, the next clue. She works on radio in Antonio Bay.
Oh, it's from The Fog. Oh, God. I'm not going to get it because I don't remember her name. It's a chick from The Fog, the one who... her name is... Oh, fuck, it's on the tip of my tongue. I could picture her. No, I don't know. I don't know her name, but it is the woman who runs the radio show on The Fog.
I think in the interest that I will... You've identified it correctly. I'll give the same kindness to you, Luke, if it comes to it. But the answer is Stevie Wayne.
Stevie Wayne.
You identified her. Susie. So yeah,
I couldn't remember a name. Well, are you sure? Yeah, I don't mind taking just a single point for that if I've just got.
And we'll call it there. That's where you identified her. And then the last clue, if you'd needed it, would have been her name is two men's first names.
Right. Okay. I still want you, John. John Allen.
John Allen. Right. Luke, your next one.
Okay.
Queen number one, Tis a Man.
Jason Voorhees.
It's not Jason Voorhees. Okay. Queen number two, he lives during the time period of World War II.
I don't know. Keep going.
Queen number three, this man is CGI, but is not played by Andy Serkis.
What's that guy's... Is it from The Mummy? The Mummy from The Mummy?
It's not The Mummy from The Mummy. Clue number four. When not in this film, this character presents Top Gear with Richard Hammond and James May.
I remember saying something about this.
Oh my god.
Oh, who the hell are we talking about?
Yeah, I know, this is horrible. This is like...
I don't know, keep going.
And the last clue. He eats any kids that dare so much as to taste his massive feast. I mean, as in a lot of food, not the ice cream.
Yeah.
What? Something about a massive feast, did you say?
Yeah, he has a massive feast, and if any kids eat any of his feast, he goes mental.
Called the Pale Man or something like that.
It is the Pale Man.
Okay. What were we saying about the Top Gear presenter? Why did we say that?
Yeah, I think during the episode, I don't know how he was compared to Jeremy Clarkson, but it was Jeremy Clarkson's massive feast.
Jeremy Clarkson, because Jeremy Clarkson looks like that when nude. He looks like the Pale.
Something about that, yeah.
It was something like
Jeremy
that.
Clarkson's hands are, eyes are in his hands.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah. Well done. Right. Well done.
So, Ben, over to you. Clue number one. This is a man.
MacReady from The Thing.
Not MacReady from The Thing. So, MacReady is your go-to versus Luke's Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
Clue number two. He is a business owner.
Candyman. Oh, sorry.
Quiet!
It's not the Candyman.
Candyman. He's a business owner. Is it... I'm trying to think. Just trying to get one up on the competition. No, give me the next clue. Please.
This man's hobbies include taxidermy.
Taxidermy.
Yeah, he loves a bit of taxidermy.
Oh my god, this is another. It's right in the Leatherface.
It is not Leatherface. The next clue. He wouldn't even hurt a fly.
Sorry, say that again. You cut out that immediate second.
He wouldn't even hurt a fly.
Wouldn't even hurt a fly.
Keep saying it.
It's Norman Bates.
It is Norman Bates. He's done it.
Was that clue number four or five?
That was clue number four.
You bastard.
Yeah, 2 points to that. If you needed clue number five, I would have told you that he has a similar name and dress sense to his deceased mother. But you don't need that clue. Okay, so Luke, this is your last identify. That was your last one, by the way. So your last person to identify.
Okay.
Jason Voorhees.
It's a woman.
Jason Voorhees' mum.
It's not Mrs. Voorhees. Clue number two. She's a Londoner.
Oh, okay. I lived there, so I should know.
You know all the people.
All the people. She's a Londoner. Is it the Queen? Queen Elizabeth?
Not Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
Clue number three. Despite her claims, it does take her longer than a second.
Someone who says it'll only take a second.
Yeah.
She's from London. She lives in London.
Yeah.
Just repeating the clues back, Luke.
Yeah. She's a woman. I don't know.
She's not. Queen. She's not Jason Voorhees' mum.
Yeah. Not Jason Voorhees' mum.
Okay. Keep going.
Clue number four. She incorrectly assumes that you can only live on snacks and pop for a finite time.
Jenny Agutter's character from American Wealth in London.
That's what I was going to say!
It's not that.
That's what she I was going to say.
This lady foolishly thinks you can only live on pop and snacks for a little bit. Clue number five. Will 100% kill you if you've drunk all the tango.
What the fuck?
Will 100% kill you if you've drunk all the tango.
This is the last clue.
This is the last clue. Think about someone who has probably eaten quite a lot of crisps and pop and doesn't like it if you've drunk all the tango. It's right annoyed.
Regan? Right. I don't
know. It's not Ben for a steal.
Londoner as well. See, because when you said, I initially thought what Luke thought. Then I thought Annie Wilkes from Misery. For some reason, I don't know. I know she's not a Londoner, but
she likes crisps.
She likes crisps and pop. I thought she was saying, "You can come on, I'll make you a lovely dinner." So, I'm gonna guess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow, I cannot even think of anything. What a
imbecile.
The answer
I was looking for here was Selena from 28 Days Later. So she's a woman from London. Oh.
She'll absolutely kill you if you drank all the...
Killian Murphy
was guzzling all that tango down.
Wow, yeah, that was a while ago.
Jesus,
makes them leave the shop because you can't eat. They can't eat Maltesers forever, but you can.
Yeah, I would have just stayed there. Exactly, eat all the crisps and tango and Kit Kat chunkies.
You might have, you know, you might feel a little bit poorly by the time all the zombies have starved to death. But
cake.
Yeah,
because they do start to starve to death as well. That's confirmed. So, idiots.
Yeah. Gonna just stay there. I mean, it would have been a boring film, I guess. Just them sitting there going,
days, and then another 28.
There's probably like loads of magazines to read in there.
Yeah.
Heat.
And then you eventually make your way to the top shelf, you know, when you're Maxim. Feeling.
Yeah, you could have had a Maxim, or you go the other way, get them puzzle books that are down the bottom. You'd be so like you basically 28 days later will have passed. The zombies will have all gone, and then you can get a job working as like a numbers analyst for NASA because you've done so many Sudokus. Done.
I've done all the Sudokus, mate. I've done all of them.
Okay. Completed it.
Shall we have the scores on the doors, George?
Let's have the scores on the doors. Here we are. Well,
scores
this
on the
is
moors.
Very interesting.
Okay, yeah.
It's all tied up, guys. It's 9-8.
Oh, can you believe it, lad?
Okay.
All right. No problem.
I think before we go back to the speed round, we'll do the versus like round.
10-10 or 11-11, is it? Or...
It's 9-9 right now. 9-9.
9-9. Okay.
The intention for like the purposes of just tension during this, we've done pretty well.
Yeah. This is tense.
This is a great quiz, Andy.
I'm
thoroughly entertained by this quiz, even though it is difficult. I'm entertained by it.
Glad. That was the intent. Right. So, as we move on, we're in the versus round now. So, as horror fans, you're all very comfortable with, you know, horror tropes. You know, with a versus movie where you take two big horror icons and smash them up against each other. But because, of course, we can't hypothetically have them fight here today. We're going to go for some verses in some other areas, and you're going to see which would win in each competition. Okay. So, Ben, we'll begin with you. Okay. Your first versus question. Freddy versus Jason. Who has had the most movies?
Jason.
It is Jason. He's had 12 versus Freddy's 9.
Ooh. Close.
Right. Luke, your first one. Yeah. The coin toss may have gone against you on this one.
Okay.
The horror series that has featured more rappers turned actors, Halloween or Friday the 13th?
Rappers turned actors? I'd say probably Halloween because you've got Ludacris Christopher. And LL Cool J.
Buster Rhyme.
Yeah, Buster Rhyme. So, yes, you were correct with Halloween. There weren't actually any that I found in Friday the 13th. They weren't famous. Ben, your next question. It's Chucky versus the Leprechaun. And your question is, who is taller?
Just think of Warwick Davis.
Yeah. Leprechaun.
Okay.
Is the Leprechaun. Warwick Davis is 3'6". The best I could find on Chucky was finding a replica of the doll that's just over a foot.
And Leprechaun's got the hat as well, so he's got.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah.
Okay, Luke, for your next question, we're going back to Freddy versus Jason.
Okay.
Whose television spin-off series, which they both had, lasted for more episodes?
Well, I don't even know Jason, so I'll say Freddy's.
Well, you'd be mistaken to say so, Luke, because actually the Friday the 13th series ran for 72 episodes, whereas Freddy's Nightmares only ran for 44.
What was the Friday the 13th TV show? I've never...
No idea. I knew there was one, but I've not seen a single episode.
I didn't know that.
Right. It's over to you, Ben, for another one. Which of these... Oh, it's The Shining versus The Exorcist. Who had the bigger box office?
Ah, it's interesting.
Gone to the making of films, I've gone meta.
Bigger box office. I'm going to say The Exorcist, because I reckon there was a significant amount of
buzz
surrounding people fainting and shit. Yep. Yeah,
you are correct. It got 10, according to what I saw on you know, Bastion of Facts Wikipedia.
Yeah.
The Exorcist did 10 times The Shining's.
Oh, wow.
I don't think The Shining did very well, did it? I think it
made $444 million versus
44. Wow.
Right. Now, I haven't broken this out. Originally, I was going to say I was going to be more specific on this, but just for less admin for me, if I'm honest. Luke, your next question.
Okay.
Which of these, it's Wes Craven versus John Carpenter, who has the most directing credits in their IMDb? Originally, I said horror movies, but then I thought I have to read them all and check they haven't done like a car commercial. But
Wes
just direct credits,
because Wes Craven, I don't know how many of the Nightmare films he actually did. I think he did most of the. I think it's the fewer Screams, Scream 1, 2, 3, I imagine. I'm gonna go with Wes Craven.
You were correct to go with Wes Craven.
Oh,
he has 33 credits to his name versus 32 for John Carpenter.
Jesus, wow. What a question.
Yeah,
I think I would have said John Carpenter.
Yeah, just, I was tempted. Close. Yeah.
Just, yeah.
But that is for about right. Sequels. Okay, go on.
For you, Ben, it's Pinhead versus Leatherface, and according to Ranker.com, which of them has killed most people?
That is a good question. My gut is telling me to go with Leatherface, but I'm going to go with Pinhead.
You were correct to go with your gut, Ben, because Pinhead has killed 41 people versus Leatherface's 29.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Well, okay. Done, Pinhead. Luke, over to you.
Yeah.
It's the Wicker Man versus the Cat People. And the question is... the longest time between the original and the remake.
Oh, well, okay, so we're going from 1950-something to 1980-something. So that's that, 4 years. And then what was...
That's a good question, because I'm a bit similar.
The Wicker Man is like mid-70s, I think, maybe late 77. And the sequel, The Wicker Tree...
It's not The Wicker Tree, it's the what's his name? The Nicolas Cage remake.
The remake. So that was like 2008. So I'm gonna say The Cat People.
The Cat People have served you well, Luke. The Cat People remake was the Cat People movies are 40 years apart versus The Wicker Man's 33.
Okay, good.
Wow. Another good question.
Yeah.
Right, so Ben, the last question for you in this round. This will be, let me just double check. Yeah, this will be for a full house this round.
Oh.
Fail, can I throw him off?
No pressure.
Right. It's Ghostface versus Jigsaw here. Which of these has been the secret identity for most people?
Oh.
And this doesn't count for, like, I don't know, we'll use Ghostface as an example. It doesn't count for, like, you know, when Sidney Prescott wears the mask for seconds. Like, how many people have been the Ghostface killer?
This is difficult because I've not actually seen many Saw films at all. I've seen the first three, I think. So I reckon, so with Scream, there's two in the second, so 3, 4. So with Saw, I bet there's loads of nonsense going on in the latest ones. There's loads of stupid twists.
I'm not counting video games or anything like that as well.
Okay, so I reckon it's 4 in Scream. 1, 2, 4, 5 in Scream, and I reckon it's going to be more in Saw. So I'm going to go with Saw.
Unfortunately, Ben. It is
fucking
more
Saw.
More people have been... Ghostface than Saw. So 6 people have, including his apprentices, have been apprentices and have taken on the role of Jigsaw in some way or another. But 7 people have been Ghostface. I think, Ben, your math's fallen down because you've forgotten there was a Scream 4.
Yeah, and there was a TV show. Are you counting that? Or
TV,
oh, right, okay. Okay, okay.
There
are right.
Someone's looking a little sore.
There were two killers in Screams 1, 2, and 4.
Oh, yeah,
there was one killer in number 3, which was
for some
the
reason,
secret
film. For some reason, I didn't count 2 in the first film then, when I was tallying up. I didn't forget Scream 4. I just forgot there was two killers in the first one. What idiot.
Right, Lucia, the final question.
The
final
cracked.
Question for you,
yeah.
And it's a question of help versus hinder. So, Dr. Loom is trying to rehabilitate Michael Myers versus Dr. Loom is trying to ensure he never gets released. How many years' work did he put into... Which one did he put the most years' work into?
Into getting him...
So, did he spend more years trying to help Michael Myers or keep him locked up forever?
So... It's quite a good question. So, I think, he was like 8 when he went in, and I think he spent like 2 years trying to help him. And so I'd probably say it spent more years trying to keep him locked up.
I had to look this up. This was the last fact I was checking when I needed a few more minutes. According to Wikipedia entry for Dr. Loomis, he tried to help him for 8 years and then spent another 7 trying to keep him locked up. He helped him for longer. Probably to make him seem like a good guy, I guess. Yeah. Instead of, I spent more of my time trying to keep this little fucker in prison.
What a round. What a tense round.
I tell you what, before we go into the final.
Can we just finish? Can we just finish?
do you want the scores on the doors?
Scores on the doors, yeah.
Right now, there's been a change in leadership from a draw it was a round ago.
Brexit.
Luke currently has 12. Ben is ahead with 13.
Oh, my God.
All
right. This is now we're going into the round that I've notoriously not been. Yeah.
Right. So we're going to return to this one, and then we'll go to the next one. So, are you ready, Ben? 90 more seconds to cover the remainder of your quickfire questions.
I'll try and make a better impression of myself than I did with the first 90 seconds. So if I can get one, it'll be an improvement.
Right.
Okay.
And your time begins.
Yeah.
Now, reading from what book will summon the evil dead?
Pass.
That's the Necronomicon Ex Mortis. How is one supposed to avoid the Wrath of Samara in the ring?
Watch the videotape. Copy the videotape.
Go on, yeah, I'll let you have it.
Copy the videotape.
In the Blair Witch, who is the first of the group to go missing, leading to his name being shouted several times?
Joel?
No, it's Josh. Goat-like demon Lamia appears in which of the top 50 horror movies of all time?
Drag Me to Hell,
correct. In which of the movies features the iconic line, which I'll deliver without its signature tone, as "They're here"?
They're here. Poltergeist,
correct. In Night of the Living Dead, who is relentlessly teased that the dead are coming for her, likely contributing to her later hysteria?
Oh, no, I can't identify.
It's Pat. Barbara.
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 Daniel Robertelli is the real name of which killer?
Leatherface.
It's the Candyman. What causes Dracula's death in the 1958 film?
Pulls the curtains open and the sun makes him turn into a skeleton.
Yes. Where does Ladies Love Cool James' character claims he wishes he stayed at the conclusion of Deep Blue Sea?
Oh.
You're out of time, but you can answer this one.
I can answer this one. Where does he wish he stayed? He's religious, isn't he? I wish I stayed on land.
Does the voice to try and get the memories?
Yeah. I wish I stayed on land.
Unfortunately, the place he'd wish he'd stayed, despite its socioeconomic problems, was the Hood.
Yeah, I mean, who can blame him? To be fair,
right? So that was that one, Ben. You did quite well. You got through. You only had 3 of your questions left. If you want to mull them over just for fun, the last questions I had for you was: Who was originally convicted of the murder of Maureen Prescott?
It was Cotton Weary.
But he would have got one for that, but never mind. Creepy friend zone Paul and cool neighbor Greg are characters in which movie?
Creepy Paul. Don't know.
The creepy friend zone Paul and cool neighbor Greg are characters in It Follows, of course. Oh. And which British comedy legend cameos an American Werewolf in London?
Someone. Oh, it's Rick Mayall.
It was indeed Rickolas Mayall.
Oh, yeah.
Rickolas Mayall.
Rick Douglas.
Right.
Okay.
Let's get you ready, thanks. Luke, for your rounds. 90 seconds to finish this quickfire round.
Yeah.
Right. Are you ready?
I need a wee, yes.
Right. Your second batch of 90 seconds to finish your horror questions begins now. What is the profession of Antonio Banderas' character in The Skin I Live In?
He's a plastic surgeon.
He's a plastic surgeon, correct. Name the friendly zombie character from 1985's Day of the Dead.
Bub.
It's Bub, yeah. Christopher Lee takes on a rare role as a hero in which Over the Cliffs of Quality classic horror title?
Devil Rides Out.
It is The Devil Rides Out. In Rosemary's Baby, what fate befalls an originally selected actor that lands Guy the role he's been seeking?
I don't know, pass. I know what you mean.
Yeah. He mysteriously goes blind. What noisy toy seals the fate of a young family member in A Quiet Place?
Oh, so like a rocket ship.
It's a rocket ship, correct. In The Wicker Man, what draws Sergeant Neil Howell to Summer's Isle?
Little girl's missing.
Little girl is missing, correct. What causes Dracula's demise in the 1931 film?
Stake to the heart.
Gets a stake in the heart, yep. Name the phenomenon that Lena and her team venture to investigate inside in Annihilation.
The great owl.
It's Shimmer.
Shimmer.
Which of the 13 ghosts in the film of the same name shares a name with an X-Men villain?
Wolverine? No, Wolverine.
It's the Jaggernaut. Name the Stephen King character whose first period also triggers a psychokinetic powers.
Carrie.
Is Carrie. And Robert Thorne is working as a diplomat in which country when his son Damien is born?
England.
It's Italy.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. Course, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're on a roll there.
That was the last question, Luke, so you did get to the end.
I reckon,
that was the main target for that.
I reckon Luke's won.
Right, do you want to see how the scores are marked? So there's been a change at the top, guys. Ben, you're currently ever so slightly behind on 18. Luke, you've taken the lead with 19 points.
Oh, man. Jesus. Is that right. It? Is that the end?
No. Don't worry. You've got one set of little questions, and then I've got the final killer question to finish with. So as we move on now to this next round, we're going to be talking about your stats and choices over the films that you guys have watched so far. Things will be about things you've said, but again, there's no...
This could be hard. Okay.
Again, I'll give you 2 points if you get the answer right yourself. If you get it wrong, we'll pass it over to the other person to steal for one.
Okay.
Okay, so don't worry, guys. There is a multi-part question for each of you. They're just not in the same order, but we'll start with you, Ben. So... I can tell you that over the course of the Horror Hangout so far, four films have got a perfect double A plus score from both of you guys. Name those four films. I'll tell you what, if you can get two of them, I'll give you 1 point, but you get your full two if you get all four.
So what, do you mean two A pluses or just two A's?
Yeah, so
or?
There are four films that both of you guys have given an A plus to.
Okay, so... We've given A pluses to Let the Right One In.
Yes.
American Werewolf in London.
Afraid not.
Ah.
You can still try and get. You can still try and get two for your single point.
Okay.
How long does he get? What, 5 seconds? Is it, or...
five seconds. Alien.
It was not Alien.
The Fly. Yeah. The other one.
It was The Fly, so you got two. Luke, do you want to try and get a point by getting the other two?
The Thing was one of them.
The Thing was one of them.
Of course.
It would have been an earlier one. I think maybe because we were a bit liberal at the start. I don't know.
Can I guess the last one?
Go on, have a guess.
Was it 28 Days Later?
It was 28 Days Later. You got your one.
You got your right. One. So that, mate. Okay.
Right. So there is one of those longer running questions for you later, Luke. But for now, just a simple one.
Okay.
What is the oldest film in the top 50 list?
It's either Nosferatu or the Cabinet. What is it called? Dr. Caligari's Cabinet of Curiosities.
Captain Cabot. Captain Cabinet. Trapped in Cabinet.
I'm going to say, let's go with Dr. Caligari.
Was Dr. Caligari. It was the earliest film on the list.
What, do you know what year that and Nosferatu were?
Let me bring up my sheet and I will tell you. So, the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Let me just sort this by year. The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari was 1920, and Nosferatu is 1922.
Okay, cool. I thought it was a bit later than I thought it was, actually. But...
there we go. Right, back over to you, Ben, for your next question. In the Cargo episode, what dessert does Luke compare Zombie Gunge to?
Dolce de leche.
It is Dolce de leche.
Delicious. And it made me crave it, which was odd.
Yeah.
I'm craving some now.
A saucepan
that
night. Right, very good. 2 points for that one, then. Luke, over to you. Which six-legged co-host tragically died in Ben's Starbucks mug?
But did we give him a name, did we?
I don't think he had a name. I guess you could just identify what he was.
Oh, six-legged.
I've not done any research on this type of creature. Perhaps they have six legs. I've made an assumption there. I've assumed his leg count, which is bad of me, I know.
Was it just a fly?
It was not a fly. That's not specific enough. Ben, do you want to steal for a point if you can identify the creature that drowned?
I mean, it may be easier for me to remember because obviously I experienced the horror and the true, you know, it was a tragedy. It was an earwig.
It was an earwig.
Earwig?
So,
yeah, it was an earwig. That's why I was so confused.
You'll never forget that.
No, exactly.
Okay. Right, so you made a steal there, Ben. Right, but your question now. Which decade features most films watched for the podcast so far, including non-top 50 ones?
Which decade can the most, including non-top 50 ones?
Yeah.
Okay. 80s.
That is incorrect. Luke, to steal.
Well, I was going to say 80s as well, but it's going to be the 2010s. What do we call that?
It is the 2010s. It has There have been 14 movies in the 2010s.
Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. That's a good steal, that was. Look, bloody good steal. You done it.
Let me bring the others up for you. So, yeah, you had 14 in the 2010s, 10 in the 2000s, 8 in the 1990s, and 11 in the 1980s. I won't go back any further yet. But, yeah, that's how it's gone. So the cookies have crumbled.
Oh, God.
Right, Luke, it's your actual question now.
Okay.
What statistically is the highest rated decade for films that you guys have rated? By you. Rated by you, that is.
Statistically? 70s?
Incorrect. Oh. Ben, for the steal?
Well, I remember at some point, it was... So this isn't my answer. At one point, it was the 50s because of the rating we'd given Cat People. And I remember you sharing that information with us, Andy. But I think since then, it's probably changed. So now I'm going to go with 80s.
Oh, Ben, you should have stuck to your guns.
Oh, wait, do I get to steal? Oh, no, this is my question.
No. The 70s almost took it. I had to go to a decimal place on this one. Oh. But the way the ratings have worked, the 1970s, you have a rating of 83.1. The 1940s, where there was only one film, Cat People, has a rating of 83.3.
I got it wrong anyway. I would have got it wrong anyway because I thought Cat People was the 50s for some reason.
It's the 40s. So, yeah, no stealing on that one. Right, Ben, it is your question now. What is the worst rated film on the top 50 list according to IMDb's ratings?
Oh, interesting. The worst rated on IMDb.
Yeah, and it's this one will exclude the other, you know, the special mentions. So,
oh, okay.
From the top 50 list.
So not Sleepwalkers.
Sleepwalkers, if I was giving you that list, I'll tell you after Ben's answered, actually. Okay. Yeah. I think Sleepwalkers was one from the lowest, if you include the
others. Is it Ringu 2?
It's not Ringu 2. The lowest one on there. And look, also, that was not technically on the list, right? It was sort of Ringu 1. Do you want to take another stab? Because that was Empire got that wrong, so you can be allowed it.
I don't want to get wrong twice. Luke, do you want to steal it or?
No, I don't want to embarrass myself.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
So on the top 50 list is the lowest rated film. Maybe Devil Rides Out?
It's not the Devil Rides Out. I was really surprised by this one. The lowest rated film, at least at the time of I pulled the data off IMDb, obviously these things are in flux, was actually The Kill List, 63%.
Do you know what?
I know!
That's insane! Do you know what? That, for some reason, that popped into my head. Because I was trying to think of films that are like good, but like for some reason not necessarily... Well, it did pop into my head, but fucked it.
Right. Luke, it's time for your it's time for your longer question this time.
Okay.
Right. Can you name... You haven't got to do all of them. Can you name... Let's say, because you've got a bigger pool to pick from, whereas Ben had to just do four, and there were only four. Can you give us five of the films we covered in the Christmas special?
Oh, God. Jack Frost. What's the horror Santa called?
Horror Santa.
It's Horror Santa. That's the name of it. That's the sequel.
Krampus. Was there one called Krampus versus Christmas? Or
there's no Krampus versus Christmas.
Krampus takes Manhattan. Black Christmas. Dead Snow.
No, we didn't do Dead Snow.
I've not seen it. what have we got so far? Krampus.
Three.
Krampus.
So you've got Krampus, you've got Jack Frost, and you've got Black Christmas.
Okay. And I don't know. I can't think of any more.
Well, you get one for getting your three. Ben, can you give me another two for us to steal the point?
Okay, so it's Gremlins.
Gremlins. You got one more.
And
we've got brain freeze.
I've got brain freeze, so quite literally
a
brain freeze. So we watched Jack Frost, Black Christmas. Is there only one more?
There are a few more.
There are a few more
you only need one more.
I honestly can't think of any more. Gremlins is as far as I was going to go. Is it like a fairly newish one? Newer one?
If you've given up, I'll give you the ones we covered.
Okay. Yeah, I give up.
Okay, so we had Silent Night, Deadly Night. We had, this is the one that you might kick yourself over slightly more, we had both Black Christmas and Black Xmas, the 2006 remake. We had The Elves, that one that's on YouTube. We had Santa Sleigh. We had Sint.
Sint was one I was trying to think of.
Evil Santa. So
I think what let me down there is like I didn't watch all of them. I think I just watched.
I don't remember what I watched. Right, so over to your actual question now, Ben. So of all the episodes you guys have recorded, which of the items you watched will have been the longest to get through? So which would have had the longest running time? So for all the episodes you've included, so that's beyond the top 50.
Okay, Stranger Things.
Correct. You saw my trick question coming, Ben. Got on top of it.
Hell yeah!
Right, there we go, Luke. So at the time of I pulled this information from the website, which is the lowest rated film from the top 50 list per Rotten Tomatoes?
From the top 50. It's so difficult.
It's hard, man.
But your mind just sort of goes blank because when you're trying to think of what are films again?
What are these films?
Is a film.
It's gonna have to be what did we watch at the start? I can't remember. Devil's Backbone, maybe.
It's not the Devil's Backbone, Ben. For a steal,
Bride of Frankenstein.
Not Bride of Frankenstein. Again, this is outrage. It's The Fog. Unless I read back on this and then it turns out I just fucked up writing it down. But never mind. Like, according to everything that's written down, it's The Fog, which is very odd.
Yeah.
And strange, yeah.
Right, so scores on the doors going into the final round, guys. Not a lot to play.
Look at his face.
Luke,
yes.
You currently have 23 points.
Okay.
But that's just behind Ben, who's on 24.
Oh, my God.
Another change in leadership.
Another change in leadership.
We need some stability in this country. I need to get out
strong
ahead.
And stable.
Yeah.
It's because everything you offer, Luke, is just a throne of lies.
Are you gonna have to edit in some dramatic music for this?
Okay.
Right, so let me just get the time ready on the clock because I'm going to give you some time to think about this last question. So if you're familiar, but of course this will be legally distinct from, the television program Jeopardy, you know that they always end with a final question. I'm going to ask you both the same question and I will allow you to bet any number of the points you have so far on your ability to...
How many points was that? 23. Okay.
So you get this right. So. There's an answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the nature of this question, I'm not going to get you to bet whether you're going to get it right or wrong. I'm going to bet you're betting on if you are going to be able to get the closest to it out of the two of you.
Okay.
You'll hear the question, have 30 seconds to think over your answer.
Okay.
At the time. You can bet any number of your points on it. So you can bet 0 points, you can bet them all. But you're gonna have to think what you're gonna bet in the first instance.
Okay.
I'll take how many you're gonna bet first. Oh, and actually this is gonna be difficult because of course you can't know what the other one has bet. I tell you what, very, very, very quietly, get on the Slack group. I'm going to ask you a question. We'll just talk about the. Tell you what, while we do this, you text me on the Slack group the number of your points you'd like to bet for this.
Okay.
While you're thinking of that, why not tell me, of all the horror films we've watched so far, regardless of how much you found the quality, do either of you have a scariest moment of anything we've watched so far? Just for filler, so we don't have dead air.
Okay. Scariest moment. Oh, well, yeah. I think when you first start podcasting, you're kind of not sure how you're going to come across. Well, are we supposed to be slacking you the points now?
Yeah, if you slack me the points while you're spiraling over what the scariest moment you've seen in any of these 50 or so horror movies.
Okay.
So let me just confirm. So how this works? So if I bet, say, for example, just if I bet all my points, yeah.
And then Luke is the closest to the answer. You will have 0 points left.
I'll have 0 points left.
However,
and if I bet 0 points,
then if Luke also bet 0 points, then he would still not win.
So for example, is he gonna? So if he bet 10 points, for example, would he win 20? He'd win those ten points additional.
But if he's wrong, he would lose 10 points.
Got you. Okay. Okay.
And what? So we times what we bet against the answer.
Basically, you're going to see who's going to get closest to the answer of the question, which I can't give in detail now because it'll give you a chance to think about the question.
Okay, all right. Well, so scariest. I think
scariest maybe, moment. Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say audition. At the end, I found that very difficult to watch.
Yeah, that's. I find that a really tough movie to watch. I think that was one of the a film I saw. Probably my teens as well. That was a harsh thing to watch, and it's really, it's really close, right? I have Luke's answer in.
Yeah, I should have.
Oh, I've got both. I've got yours as well, Ben. I've got the bets in.
I think this is the scariest moment.
Yeah, of everything, I'm the most tense during this moment. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So I will return to the quiz question.
My anus.
Okay. So. I have, over the course of taking your A to F scores over all of the things all the films that we've watched, I have taken that and I've converted that to a percentage number. So a percentage of total score you could give to any given film. So I can convert that to the same percentage system that IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes use. And that I've done. Now, I have converted it so you don't feel, you know, if one person just goes for a whole number, then you're a bit stuffed because it's a, you know, you might want to get really specific on this. So I've broken it down to 2 decimal places.
Oh.
So of all the things that you've rated, just to be sure that there's no unfairness going on here, I've only taken things that you gave scores to and only full-length films. So Stranger Things isn't included. Also, anything you didn't give a rating to, obviously, like when we did 10 Christmas movies, that doesn't count. So just of the films you've watched and given letter grades to at the end, I converted that to a number. And what rating to 2 decimal places has your average score been? So I've taken each individual and I've got the average.
Okay. Our individual as in our personal.
This is score. Yeah. So your personal scores, but I've added them together. So
okay.
So I've taken average for both of you guys into a single number.
A single number.
Okay. I think I've got a fairly decent idea what I go for.
Yeah. Right, I'll give you a few moments to think. I will put 30 seconds on the clock. You can mull over your answers. Crunch those numbers. Mm-hmm. Think of all the cat peoples you've watched versus. All of the unnameables that you've watched as well.
Yeah.
The Sleepwalkers recently, they might have dragged it down a little bit. Who knows?
Yeah. Out of like 67 or so, 66 films. I think I've got a good idea.
Right, the time is complete.
That's not my morning alarm, that is. Let's get up.
Right. Oh, no, that won't stop. Right, we've got it. Okay. So, shall I reveal the bets first to bring it? Oh, no, I'll do those afterwards.
Okay.
We'll see how it's gone. As the leader going into the round, Ben, do you want to tell me your answer first?
Can I choose if I go first or second?
Yes, okay. Fine, as the leader, you can choose.
I'll go second.
Oh!
Okay. So this is like out of 100%, right? That's
out of 100%. Okay. If you've given A pluses to everything,
yeah,
you would have 100%.
So I'm going to say that the average that me and Ben rated the films would come out to around about 86.67%.
86.67. Let me write that down. So I've got 86.67, you say?
86.67, yeah.
Okay. And Ben, what is your answer?
See, I was going to say less than that. So I'm going to say 79 point.
Does it matter at that point?
79.50.
79.50%. Okay.
Oh! Okay,
firstly,
reveal the bets.
Let me tell you what the bets were. Ben, you bet. Well, you can tell me. I don't need to read because you're right here and you know.
I bet 5 points.
Ben bet 5 points. And Luke, how many points did you bet?
I bet 7 points.
Oh!
7 points. So, obviously knowing the answer, before I reveal it to you so I can immediately go into the thing, let me just make a change here. Just do some minor calculations.
Interesting.
Make sure that's calculated properly. Sorry, I'm Davina-ing it here. Okay, it's calculated correctly.
This is very tense.
The correct answer, so for both of you, after all these episodes and all the films watched so far, your combined average rating of the films equates to 76.17%, which means it's a win for Ben. That affects the scores to be Ben has finished on 29 and Luke has dropped down to 16.
I'm literally floating up out of my seat here.
Whoa. You are the quintessential bearded horror dude, I guess.
I can't believe it. Wow. After such a disastrous first round, I can't believe it.
Wow, you were the underdog from the start. That's what you need. You need to sort of fail a couple of rounds.
Yeah, and the leadership swapped almost every round. Yeah. I mean, if anything, it was the perfect story. It's the perfect storm of quiz.
Wait, so am I Apollo Creed? I think I win in some way then.
Yeah.
So you got to watch it. Like next quiz episode, Mr. T is going to come and Ben will only be fighting like people who he knows are never going to make really challenge him. And then Mr. T is going to beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. I mean, Andy, that was great. I can't imagine the effort that must have gone into that. I almost want to do it again,
Andy,
but I wouldn't want to ask you. Yeah, shit. After that first round, honestly, I thought I'm going to humiliate myself, but that was fun, wasn't it?
So, Ben, have you got the big check?
I've got a big check here, mate.
Hold a normal check close to the camera.
You got like a bottle of champagne you can just spray around the house.
Got a bottle of Coke. I'm very
Coke Zero.
I've got a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper, so I'll down that at the end.
Oh man.
Now, what you've got to be careful is if you haven't taken the photos to go on the thumbnail for this, you're going to have to make sure you don't look either happy or sad. Yeah. So no one will know. I guess you need to face each other like a face off.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a little video to commemorate the moment of loss.
Moment of loss. I'll take a little Snapchat.
Yeah. I'll use this for fuel for future.
Yeah. This will
future
be
future fuel.
No, but yeah. I enjoyed writing that. That was actually fun. It was very good.
Yeah, that was really good, man. That's a good way to sort of end the list as well. Nice little finishing to it all. How long did it take you to put together?
No, not that long, really.
Really?
Because obviously
you spend more time on that than I do in my quiz. Yeah, I'm sure.
I had to look back for a couple of things, like the verses round. That took a little bit of time to look into. But to be fair, I think the first... When I first started it, I was like, right, I'm going to have to Google these films one at a time and see how many people. But it wasn't that bad. Like, once I just started looking up the questions, then other people and other websites had done it. The clues for the who is it person, they took probably the longest.
Yeah.
But other ones, it was just I have a ridiculous, like, stupid memory for remembering, like, things that people like, stuff like the earwig and stuff, it just sticks. So, it was fun to write.
It was the perfect level of difficulty as well, I think, because I think if it had been any easier, or just, is it more difficult?
Too, the score's too high.
Yeah. I do think some people will be listening to this will be like screaming at their phones the or something. The answers,
yeah.
Oh, it'd be good to see what people think if they, you know, how they did. Listen along.
Yeah.
Listen along and see if they would basically knock us off our throne and they'd have to replace us in the podcast if they do that.
There could be only one.
So, yeah. I think, what film are we doing next, Ben? Have we decided what we're doing?
So The Predator is out, obviously, in about a week. So I think we're gonna watch that. I mean, more action than horror, I guess, but it includes a good monster.
Got some real tournament blood. So yeah.
So I think possibly we'll do that next. So I mean, if you manage to see that as well, Andy, then join us.
Yeah, I'll be off to see it this week. So yeah.
Week. We'll go for The Predator.
Cool. All right. So maybe we should. I'll change up this final speaky bit. For next week as well, and we got some new artwork as well, right?
So I think this episode is the final sort of class of this artwork, and then we're gonna have a nice little refresh this semester. So when we start again, I think we also need to put in place like some sort of schedule for what we're kind of films we're gonna watch moving forward. Because we want to watch some good ones. I think we still want to watch some stinkers.
Yeah,
occasionally. I think we need to do that. I think that I'll keep it fresh. It's a new era of the Horror Hangout podcast
2.0. Okay, 2.0. So this show is brought to you by the Story Studio Hawk and Cleaver. Head over to hawkandcleaver.com. Become a patron over at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. Thanks to Kovacs Cowman for our theme music. Thanks to Acast for hosting the show. Thanks to the listeners. If you enjoyed the show, give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. Remember to subscribe. Thanks to my co-host Ben for being a right or a dude. And thanks again to Andy for putting together this incredible quiz.
Thank you so much.
I did lose, so you know.
Incredible.
For the unfair quiz.
totally unfair, man.
Once again, I landed on the wrong side of the toss. Okay, that's it. We're all done.
Woohoo! Yay!
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.